cover version of Lynn Collins' famous record Think that was recorded for James Brown's label People Records back in the early 70s. Followed that up with BT Express, 1974 track called Do It Till You Satisfied. Backed up a year right after that with the Isley Brothers, Who's That Lady? And probably the only white group you're going to hear on this show, the Doobie Brothers. Although that's not true, there will be others, but the Doobie Brothers with the long train running. Al McKay and the All-Stars. Al McKay with Earth, Wind & Fire for years, especially during their glory years. Coming back with a strong one this year with Heed the Message. Sounding very Earth, Wind & Fiery. Blaze after that, recalling the Club Axis and their house night on Friday night back in the late 80s, where Blaze was played. If You Should Need a Friend, name of the tune. Arrested Development right after that. And Dirty Old Boston Wise, that makes us remember Lecco's Lemma on 88.1 WMBR back in the day, hosted by the late Magnus. First hip-hop show of its kind in this area. Arrested Development, Fishing for Religion. Moon Rocket right after that, an instrumental version of Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler, from Marvin Gaye's What's Going On album. Syreeta Wright, If You Really Love Me. Gladys Knight, Don't Make Me Run Away. Like I said, a pretty obscure one by her. But the unmistakable voice was right in the mix. Jackie Moore right after that. Seasoned vet by 1979 when she came out with This Time Baby, produced by Bobby Eli down in Philadelphia. A record that saw both airplay and club play. By the late 70s, you heard it on both. At 10:02 in the morning time, Jim Botticelli. At this point, we'd like to get to some Boston classics.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jimmy Botticelli. Jimmy Botticelli. Jimmy Botticelli. Jimmy Botticelli. Jimmy Botticelli. Jimmy Botticelli.
Jimmy Botticelli here, taking you all the way back to 1973. From the Tramps' first album. This is called Stop and Think. A Boston classic. There'll be a few of them, because this is Dirty Old Boston. It's the sound of Philadelphia, but it got played for days here. There shouldn't be anyone alive who forgets this one. Unless, of course, you weren't born. Hope there are a lot of you, too, actually. Tavares. Formerly Chubby in the Turnpikes. Out of New Bedford, Massachusetts. Made a big splash in the soul world of the 70s. This was probably their biggest. Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. Earn Interest on Your Love by Taking It to the Bank with Shalimar. Big one.
A long time we stayed together, been through the roughest weather.
12 minutes past 10 and we feel like we're in the middle of the nightclub in the middle of the night. It's Jim Botticelli with Dirty Old Boston warming you up for a very hot weekend to come. This is Gwen Guthrie, 1982. It should have been me. I got this one from Paul Daly, veteran DJ from the Boston scene. He turned me on to this one. I love it. That Gwen Guthrie track we just played called It Should Have Been You, sent to me by Paul Daly. He played Axis. We mentioned Axis earlier. He also played at the Rise Club in Cambridge. Wonder if they're still in operation. He plays in Portsmouth these days. He spins. Here it is. Ultra High Frequency. We on the right track now. We're back in Dirty Old Boston. time for a fine family from Philly. This is Sister Sledge. The track, You Fooled Around. The show, Dirty Old Boston. The name, Jim Botticelli. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram as Dirty Old Boston. Check us out. This first choice, another Philly group. Philadelphia Soul was very popular in Boston.
Let me tell you something. Now they call me an Aquarius. Now you know what that means?
Yeah.
That means that no man in the world can let go of this Aquarius.
We got this one. We never play Michael Jackson's music again because of what he did? I don't think he should be boycotted musically. That isn't giving a stamp of approval to what he did, but it is acknowledging that he left behind an impressive body of work, no matter how you slice it. With that in mind, we bring him up on the turntable now. 1979, Off the Wall, by request.
People not in debt, living crazy, that's the only way.
digging a little deeper in the crate. Pockets. Come and go with me. Not as well known as some of the other ones we've been playing. Here it is, though, on Dirty Old Boston. You warmed up for the weekend here on WMFO. D-Train, you're the one for me. You are. You just didn't know it. Shout out to my son. He's leaving for a festival up in New Hampshire this weekend. Have a good time, Peter. And hello to Eddie B. over in Charlestown. I'm going on a record dig with him tomorrow. Him and maybe Jason Thornton, another local DJ. Shout out. That 80s sound when the music became a little more mechanized. I struggled with that for a long time. Still do. Remaining firmly ensconced in the 80s, Morris Day. I used to play this over at Kiss. Jungle Love.
Girl, I'd love to show you.
It was 1976, and James Brown was trying to come to grips with the disco. This is his first attempt. Get up off of that thing. Take a brief foray into the 90s. 1993, it's Robin S. Show Me Love. This is a nice re-edit. Here's Sylvester. Don't make me wait. Don't make me wait. Right.